Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. Hi, Brendan.
Hi, Dan.
So, we were recently on the Hot Takes and Deep Dives podcast.
We were. And shortly after, our friend Jess, who does that show, was invited to the upcoming Watch What Happens Live with Jenna Lyons and Julia Fox.
That has not even aired as you listen to this episode, in all likelihood. It's airing Sunday night.
Yes, but it has been announced.
Yes.
So we have a short dispatch from her time there that we want you all to listen to, then we'll respond.
Yes.
Okay, boys, I got home about an hour ago, and I'm ready to report from this evening's taping of Watch What Happens Live with Jenna Lyons and Julia Fox. Now, this was filmed on Monday. Today is October 9th. This will not air until Sunday. So we're very far from quote-unquote live at this point. Second off, not only was Jenna there, Bryn, Jessel, and Uba were all backstage, and they came out and like hung out with us, took photos, but they never came out during the show, which really surprised me. Now we go into the audience, and you can ask as many questions as you want to Andy. So the first thing I asked him was, is there any coming back for Bethany? And he goes, coming back where? And I said, into your world. And he said, no, because she's done a pretty good job of burning the world down. So that was number one. And then some other questions were asked. And then I piped, he goes, anybody else? I piped up again, asked, would he ever consider Lindsay Hubbard for Roni? And he said, he thought about it and he goes, yeah. He goes, you know, it seems like she's ready. And then finally, during the taping, and if they cut this out, I will fall into a million pieces. During the taping, Jenna points to my friend Carolyn and I, Carolyn with the pink hair. It was her live show where we put this into the ether that she should go on to Roni. Jenna notices us in the audience, points to us, and says it was at that taping of that podcast. And I mean, I kind of, for a minute, like, I didn't know if the camera was going to, like, swivel around and show us. Like, I'm in a full gasp during that moment. Like, I was clenching my friend Carolyn. If this gets cut out, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
We just got three
big scoops.
Big scoops.
Three and a half, I would say.
Three and a half.
The dream team being there is, like, the half.
Oh, the dream team's the half. I mean, we saw that on social.
Yeah.
But it's, at that point, like, when we heard it from Jess, I don't think we knew that
yeah.
at that point.
Yeah.
Number one, Bethany. Andy has not really chimed in a lot
mm-hmm.
when it comes to, like, the recent Bethany ongoings. So for him to say, granted, to, like, a small, not filmed crowd.
Though these are filmed and sometimes land on YouTube or on social.
But I would imagine this would not.
Sure. But he has to know that it's all...
fair game.
Yeah.
Right? For him to say, like, she burned the world down, this will be 20 Bethany TikTok responses.
Exactly. And 10 podcasts.
And 10 podcasts. So there's that. Maybe like the biggest shocker to me really is the Lindsay Hubbard.
Yeah, because you would think he wouldn't be down for that.
In like a snooky sort of way.
In a snooky sort of way. But I do think it's time.
I do think, not to sound like relationship focused, but it made more sense for her to join Roni if she actually got married to Carl. Not that, like, I'm not saying this in a, you need to be a housewife to be a real housewife way, but I think like there's more story to tell on Summer House with Lindsay.
You think at this point? Haven't we seen all this story before?
Well, now that she's back in Danielle's good graces and everything.
I know, but don't you think there'd be interesting story to tell of like her going and joining the like two single girls on Roni and like her and Bryn snook in the night? Don't roll your eyes at me.
There's stories to tell, but I think to me the more interesting story is Danielle and Lindsay. Because you need to remember, like, they made up leading into the season.
So Danielle, friend of.
But like, we don't have a Danielle-Lindsay true sisterhood for the season that will air in, like, the spring.
I know, but there, don't you think there will be a sadness of Lindsay re-entering that Summer House?
Yeah, but I think that's the point, Yolanda.
But it's like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I think agree to disagree on this
up
one.
Up for debate.
Sure.
Sound off in the comments below.
Yeah.
And then number three, I would say you need to go back to when Jess was on a month or two ago and listen to the full story.
Yeah.
As to how Jenna Lyons ended up on Roni.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very interesting story. It's great. And let's segue that into us being on Jess's podcast, because that was a fun time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you famously don't like to listen to us, but you did go back and listen to our episode.
Oh, yeah. I usually don't, but... I think our episode with Jess was interesting and fun because it was like different than what we usually talk about.
So it was very, you described it as like a supersized Patreon pre-show.
Yes.
Where we just like are talking about whatever we want to talk about.
Well, what Jess wanted us
to talk about. Oh yeah, of course. Yes. She was guiding us. Yes. Yeah.
So we talked about like our New York favorites. We talked about Bravo stuff. We talked about like all kinds of stuff.
Travel.
We tried to convince Jess that Brooklyn isn't that scary.
Yeah. Oh my God. Jess, you made it sound like we're dragging you here or something.
Yeah. So check that out. It's the most recent episode. And the episode before us was with Melissa Etheridge. So
whoa. Our opener.
I mean, the second time we've been right around a pop star on podcasts.
Yeah. Housewives and Me.
We sandwiched Samantha Mumba that one time.
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah, bring that back.
Bring that back. Wow. Okay. So that's what's going on. We've got three shows this week. And strangely enough, like next week we're only going to have two. Isn't that wild? Before the floodgates open.
I know. It's going to be like calm before the storm.
The calm before the storm. So let's do Roni first, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Roni. And my opening question is, who is filming Bryn
while she has COVID?
While she has COVID on a phone.
Also my thought as well.
Is this Gideon?
Is it Visions of Gideon?
She's on the phone with Brother, so it's not Brother.
I don't know.
And it's not tripod, because the camera's in motion. And when the camera's in motion, it stays in motion. As maybe, Thomas Jefferson said.
Maybe she's got AI.
This this is an AI film scene?
Or like a robot. Maybe it's the Eric Adams robot helping her.
The police robot?
Yeah.
Okay. And then also, wasn't the gag of the season, I cannot film in my home? Granted, I'm sure that means like film crew.
Yeah.
But like, you could film like on your iPhone in a home.
It's wild. There's no rules here.
Oh, but you know what? Like, the Pioneer Woman was filming on iPhone, so this is like iPhone footage.
What?
So like the Pioneer Woman,
yeah,
during COVID was filming on iPhones. So like whoever was filming this is just an iPhone.
Yeah.
Like no biggie.
Yeah. A lot of people were filming on iPhones during COVID. Yeah.
No, but I'm just like thinking like the first thing that comes to mind is Pioneer Woman.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like the confessionals like that all the housewives did?
But those actually looked bad. You know what I mean? Like this did not look bad.
Okay.
Yeah. And neither did the Pioneer Woman.
Okay. That was like a deep cut that I really need to be explained to me because I'm not like watching that every Saturday.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a mistake on your part.
Okay. Like,
there's actually,
just because she comments on your photos sometimes.
There's actually not a better show to watch Saturday morning, breakfast, maybe a little hungover, maybe not. Maybe you just stayed in on Friday. But like either way, with your coffee, paying attention half up, half down.
Okay. I love Ree, but I could think of like probably 20 other shows that are better.
What are you watching on a Saturday morning?
Actually, I'm usually just like alone with my thoughts.
Sitting in silence.
Or like I...
Oh, you're on the phone with Mary Lou.
Usually I'm having a phone call or like I'm saying, Alexa, play such and such.
Oh, I have a question from the audience. Mary Lou, is that like an everyday thing or is it Saturday?
Me calling my mom?
Yeah.
It's... Okay, so it's a few times during the week.
Okay.
And then usually a Saturday morning, maybe a Sunday morning.
Okay.
What about you?
No, I'm just... So, I'm Monday morning.
Okay.
And Alex is Friday afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we're constantly checking
in. I mean, like, if the week requires it, like, there will be, like, an extra day or two.
Okay, but our marathon is Saturday morning usually, and it could last for hours.
Except if she's playing pickleball.
Well, she sometimes is coming back from playing pickleball.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And then sometimes we'll hit each other, like, when we're on our walks, and I don't know.
No, you're always walking. Okay. Uber hot model. That's fine.
I mean, are we going to go to that restaurant?
Oh, well, that's a different conversation. I'm talking about Uber Hot as a model.
Oh, yeah.
Uber Hot Beatnik. Do you know what Beatnik is?
I've heard of it.
As someone like in the city? I looked it up. There's multiple locations.
And there's one in Boston.
And there's one in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want investors. If there's one thing Uber does not want, it's an investor, which like I've never heard someone say this before.
But like the point of a business is an investor.
I think so.
I mean, Shark Tank, hello.
Hello. Hello.
Maybe that's like bad and that's capitalism and we need to get away from that, like Uber.
No, I think what she was saying is like, I don't want to have to worry
about
my responsibility. But I'm sorry. I think she's just really the face of it. I don't think she's cooking up the actual Uber Hot.
Who do you think's cooking it up?
She hired someone to do that, I'm sure. Yeah.
But she probably... Do you think that was like a one-time payment or something?
Well, you can order it on her website and I also think Amazon right now.
Okay.
So like, it's to order, maybe.
Okay. I think like she... I don't know anything about business, so I can't say anything. Mm. But I think she had like obviously early success with like getting on Oprah's favorite things list like very early. And maybe that started like a little boom in her business, right?
Okay.
And so maybe she's like, oh, I don't need investors because if I can just get like people to help me. And she even says this about this restaurant. Like, I just need some like helpers to help get me places.
So as Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers.
Look for the helpers. So they'll be either Oprah or at this random restaurant in like Flatiron.
So Beatnik. They actually, back when this was being filmed, released an Uber product. And then it went away, obviously, because this was months and months ago. And as people were watching this, they're like, oh, there's not an Uber product right now. Mm-hmm. And I think in the course of the past week,
they added one back.
They brought back the Uber Bowl.
Should we go get it?
I want to get it. I'm going to say it is an interesting combo of ingredients.
Sure.
And I don't even know if Uber Hot is one of the listed ingredients either.
It wasn't listed, but I assume it's somehow incorporated.
Yeah, I would assume it's maybe baked into it all.
Or like you just get Uber Hot on the side.
We've got rice. We've got a banana. We've got beans. We've got a salsa. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we've got like a little greenery on top.
Actually, that doesn't sound that bad to me.
Yeah, I'm going to like save judgment until I have it, but I do think we should do a field trip.
Also, affordable price point, $12.95 for a bowl in this economy?
Oh, well, yeah, yeah, of course.
In Manhattan?
Of course, if you're going somewhere. But like my brain is always like, from my cooker boy perspective, of like price per meal as I'm buying my groceries.
Well, think about this. I know you invest in Sweetgreen. You walk into Sweetgreen, you're paying $20 easy.
I'm investing, but I'm not paying.
I know, but you gotta look back at what you're investing at, bitch.
Okay. I need to be investing in myself.
Chipotle, it used to be like $12 to get a bowl. Now it's $17.
No way. I've been to Chipotle. There's no, it's not $17. Oh. Unless you're getting guac as extra.
Nope. Nope.
Are you getting double meat?
Try going.
I've been going.
Okay.
Okay. Let's talk about Sai and her aunt, which I gotta say, like...
It's like, we need more of this from Sai.
It's a good look on Sai.
Yes. The book that she gave her aunt
was actually so cute.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. Of her mom's artwork, which is the aunt's sister.
Yeah.
So we definitely need more of this. I was actually surprised, like, the daughter wasn't involved, because, like, wasn't the daughter told about this event
at Mia's? We were set up, yeah.
Yeah. That would have been great, like, three generations.
I mean, that's what we like to see.
We like to see three generations. Okay. We got Jenna and Beckett going glasses shopping.
I love this.
So, going into this, like, I thought we would see nothing of Jenna's, like, private life. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually like shocked to see Beckett in the flesh.
And just like trying on glasses is one of the funnest activities you can do.
Yeah.
And now that she has like her glasses person who like pre-picks things for her and he gets to try and Beckett gets to try on glasses.
Okay. Not to tell Jenna Lyons how to run a business, but.
Release the glasses line.
The fact that she does not have her own glasses line.
So stupid.
We're leaving money on the table.
Yeah.
Like, she would make a fucking killing.
Like, there are so many, like, people who have been introduced to Jenna Lyons through Roni who, like, I bet you would run and not walk to, like, Jenna Lyons. Bring her back to J. Crew. Do a glasses line in J. Crew.
J. Crew loves a partnership. Yeah. They love doing, like, a New Balance partnership, a Nike partnership, partnership left and right.
Yeah. Or let's do like Jenna Lyons for Ray-Ban.
Jenna Lyons for Warby.
Yeah, Warby.
I don't. Wow. That would be so good. I am fascinated by like Beckett City Kid. Because I'm seeing like flashes of myself in that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Representation does matter.
I love seeing city kids.
I love seeing Beckett, divorced kid. I'm seeing myself in that.
Week on, week off.
We didn't have that. I know, yeah. It was like, I was with my mom and then we'd get sent down to my dad's every once in a while.
I know. But I gotta say, like, that feels less stressful than week on, week off.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're constantly going back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, like, going to my dad's was like vacation.
Yeah, it was just a vacation, yeah. Yeah. Okay, I can't believe we're at Swingers already. I'm in hell.
Have you been?
No, but you've been.
I've been.
Okay. Set the scene.
So
should Sai have eaten beforehand?
I think there's a lot of food there, probably.
Did you eat?
No. Mm. But it's like we went, so it's actually weirdly close to my office. It's on 29th and Broadway. Oh, in Manhattan.
Are you doxing yourself?
Yeah. You can Google my office. And it's a downstairs space, which a lot of Manhattan things are. And it's actually a pretty nice big space for what it is. Mm. But it's like, when you're mini golfing, you're like, you kind of are on top of everyone, but it's fine because you're cocktailing and it's fun. It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
I have been there once. I would go again.
Did you golf?
Yeah.
Did you win?
I don't think so. Mm. Or maybe I did. No, because I was with like, Jamie's brother was there and I assume he maybe won.
Straight.
Hetman, yeah. Yeah. But no, it was fun. I'd go probably like once a year.
Okay. So Sai comes in. Looking to fight.
It's... You would think somebody... Like who was kind of media trained like her, like, would just, like, kind of get it a little more?
Yeah. It's very much she's producing, but this is not, like, a Heather Dubrow producer. This is not a Tamara Barney Judge producer.
It kind of is Tamara Barney Judge. It's Jill Zarin season 3 producing. Mean thinking that you're going to come out on top and you actually burn down your own world.
But even like Jill Zarin season 3, there's like a level of iconography in there. And sure. Like there's no iconography here.
Yeah, but when we were in it with Jill then, did we know that the iconography...
No, I knew.
I don't know.
I think I knew.
I think we only knew like, hi.
Well, because at least we already knew Jill. It's not like we're meeting this woman who is coming on as producer.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta say, Jessa looks so cute in her middle part, bump up in the back, hairdo.
She always looks so cute. She actually like is the best dressed.
Oh.
Of the cast.
So like when Andy Cohen asks Uba Hot, like who's more stylish? Sai or Jessel? The answer is actually Jessel.
Jessel. Actually, I'm saying Jenna's number one, Jessel's number two. Okay. And I know that you disagree about Jenna because you hate her jeans.
You're like painting this picture of me just based on my reaction to the reunion.
You like went after it for like a week.
I went after her. I went after her. Jesus Christ.
In various group chats, because I'm probably in like 6 group chats with you.
Okay, but the group chat, it's not like the group chats are all talking to each other. It's just you who is privy to...
Well, yeah, no, so I know your level of vitriol.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Okay. Okay. Vietnam. If we don't go to Vietnam next year, I swear to God. Right? We gotta go.
Oh, yeah.
Not we. Like, not you and me. I mean, like the Roni girls.
Yeah, of course. We need Banh Mi.
That's their trip.
It better be.
Is to Vietnam.
Yeah.
There's no world, whether the world is only new cast or if, like, what people are saying, the idea of... Mix the old and the new.
Sure.
I would say there's no world where Jessel is not back.
Of course. And we go to Vietnam. It's the husbands are invited and it's Pavitt, Jessel, and Jenna sitting in first and everyone else in economy.
You should have gotten the fucking points, dummy. Should have gotten the miles, ding dong. Oh my God. Sai's husband. What? He's the only husband I don't know the name. David?
David. Oh, I could do a husband game better than I could do a kids game.
Oh, my. Well, we'll save that for another time. Oh, wait. Did we mention that? Patreon bonus episode. In honor of Gina Kirschneider, name her children.
Dan sabotaged me and did a weird game where I had to name children and I flopped.
Jerry Cedrice, name her children. I bet you can do that.
Sure.
But you need to tune into the bonus episode and see if you can name the rest of the children.
Sure, yeah.
And
yeah.
See if Brendan could name the rest of the children. Okay.
Back. Some of my favorite families, I can't name their children.
some of the best families on this planet, you cannot name the children. Okay. So, Pavitt has to answer for himself, which I think he does. And it's also, like, do you want to clean my toilets? Do you want to do my grocery shopping? Like, do you want to like control every thing that's going on in my household. Like, what do you care if I am flying to Vietnam?
Yeah, Pavitt's like, what? I like his attitude during this entire scene because he's just like,
confused.
What? What the fuck? And he's kind of like, why am I with these like two weird men who are like kind of creeps?
They are like, Roo, Roo, pick me, Roo. Like, they're like lip syncing for their lives, acting like weirdos.
And they're the ones who had that weird fucking weird sexual dinner scene the last episode.
Which I think inspired the selection of this location, Swingers. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So then when Ubahat enters and says, everybody, why did you pick these bitches? And like, I'm sorry, no one had a great answer. So for us to be acting like Pavitt's answer was like so strange and bad, it's like, actually none of you really sold me.
Yeah.
And of the three couples, I like the vibes of Pavitt and Jessel the most.
Me too. Also, it's like, at this point, why are we still doing the let's go around in a circle and answer a prompt? You know?
Well, because
we're still in freshman year, so we're doing icebreakers.
Despite the fact that, like, I don't know if you pick up on this while you're watching, but I do. Like, the way that they talk about each other is if, like, they're like, I love you. Mm-hmm. We're lifelong friends. I would never expect this from you.
Yeah.
I would never expect this from you. I didn't even know you 6 months ago. What are you talking about? It's so stupid. I want to like drag Sai a little bit more.
Sure. You may drag.
I may drag. Okay. When Sai referred to the lunch as it could have been a phone call.
That's not the point of the show.
Ma'am, we're filming television.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Like, nothing is a telephone call. In fact, like, you and Aaron talking about the lunch should not have been a telephone call.
Yeah. And I love Jessel being like, well, who doesn't love a lunch?
Yeah. It's Friday, baby. Jessel icon.
It is like so, it's so interesting. And we spoke on Jessel like when we were first starting to watch the show. And we ourselves said like, oh, she's the one who like when the story about her puking at the premiere came out, we were like, oh, well, she's the one who kind of needs the press because she's the one who's
popped
like,
the least.
Is popping the least. Flash forward now, and she's like fan favorite, like queen of Bravo.
Yeah,
at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, then we got that little scene near the end with Jenna, Bryn, and Jessel and Pavitt.
So Bryn finally joining us back after two episodes.
I know. The producers were like, okay, we need, it's an emergency. We need Jenna and Bryn over to Jessel and Pavitt's now.
I cannot believe like COVID is striking as hard as it is this season.
I know.
We had an Uba COVID. We had a Bryn COVID.
Cause like
Jenna's flying out of the country left and right.
Scotland. I was like, is she going to film Traitors?
He's filming Trainers season two. Yeah. It's when we're at Swingers, I'm like, even though we had the husbands there, I'm like, we need more people in the room.
I will say this episode was a lot better than last week's episode. Yes. I thought
last week was super torture. Sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next week's the finale. Thank God. To quote Ramona Singer.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Okay. Shall we do Salt Lake City?
Of course.
Can you believe Salt Lake City is getting worse ratings than Roni? Injustices in this world.
I just wonder about the peacock of it all. Mm. Even though like other franchises got good live ratings earlier, I just don't know. Mm. I don't know. I don't know how ratings work.
I don't know how ratings work.
Because Salt Lake is getting a ton of buzz on the internet.
So I guess let's just get into the episode.
Sure.
Which is a to be continued. We left last week with Angie storming off to Meredith.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta give it to her. Angie's kind of like proving herself.
I think Angie is actually getting better as the season goes. I know like people thought she was a floppiana, but yeah. I don't know. This episode, she kind of gave it.
Like chasing Meredith around this party.
We love a good chase.
Then cornering her with Whitney and Monica taking a front row seat to the confrontation.
Mm-hmm. Monica was eating like one of those like icicle pops, or
like
rock candy.
Rock candy, like on a stick.
Yeah, that you used to get at like the beach or whatever when you were growing up.
I'm sorry. Isn't that just sugar on a stick?
Yeah, of course. What do you think most candy is?
Well, okay. So to me, that I would derive more joy from like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Sure.
Than just like sucking on sugar on a stick.
Sure. I sometimes keep Reese's peanut butter cups in my refrigerator, unfortunately.
Move it to the freezer.
No, I actually had them in the freezer and I recently moved them to the refrigerator.
We relocated.
Because the freezer, sometimes it gets too cold. Mm. It's not as enjoyable.
Okay. Good to know. Are we going to get the pumpkins is the question.
Ooh, I might.
The pumpkins and the eggs. Those are the two girls.
Yeah. It's like there's a debate about this. Mm. And I'm not on either side of the debate because I like all. Mm. But the people sometimes think the pumpkins are too much peanut butter. But I like both variations.
I didn't realize like I'm not... I want to like cut them. I want to like save both and then cut them open. Like, I'm not sure there's that big of a differentiation.
There is.
Oh.
Yeah.
If anything, I would assume the egg would be more peanut butter.
The pumpkins and the eggs are both more peanut butter than the regular Reese's.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes. Yes. And I thought you were talking about like 1-to-1 egg to pumpkin.
Oh, no. I meant the seasonal versus the regular.
Of course. Oh, no. For sure, regular is more chocolate. But I kind of like enjoy the luxury of more peanut butter in the seasonal.
Yeah, I'm a peanut butter girl. Mm.
My God, just sometimes you got to come home, open the fridge, take the peanut butter out of the fridge.
Sure.
Teaspoon, go to town.
Yeah. Be careful because you could choke.
I'll be careful. Okay. So Meredith's running away from Angie.
What she does best.
Well, that's like her signature move. Lands with Lisa and Mary. And Lisa being like, you guys, I'm so glad we're all together. I'm so glad. I'm laughing. Lisa just makes me laugh.
She is an alien on this earth and I love her. Mm. Actually, most of these women are aliens on this earth.
Oh, yeah. This is alien.
I'm pretty sure they took some specimens from Area 51 in Roswell. Put some wigs on them. We're like, hey, do a show.
It's giving Katherine Heigl. Yeah. It's giving Sherry Appleby.
Yeah.
Aliens Among Us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got to give Angie credit bringing back up blowjobs for jazz tickets. Something she was not even present for.
Yeah. But then people are also pointing out the fact that Angie started a gay rumor.
Mm.
Last year.
Well, who amongst us?
Not me.
I love starting gay rumors. okay. So to me, the funny part is like everyone's mad at everyone, but no one's mad at Monica, who's the one who's actually saying it on camera.
True.
And then also like, so that's like regular brain. And then galaxy brain is nobody's mad, mad at Whitney for being the little shit stirrer to make her say it on camera.
Well, yeah, she's stirring more shit than Heather and Gina did in Montana.
Yes. Yeah. 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 I'm like, Heather, Gina.
Give you a second.
Okay. And then when Whitney's talking about the rumors that Heather gay, Heather Gay's like, oh yeah, of course I've heard this.
Wild.
She's putting the gay in Heather Gay.
And then she goes on this thing about how like when a guy wears a cardigan to a family reunion in Utah, everyone
calling always, him gay.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Which there is something to that. Because I remember when I started wearing cardigans in like 2005.
Mm. Very Taylor Swift of you.
Yeah. I invented. She wrote that song about me.
Yeah. Okay. And then we get to Mary being a Tara, which we'll get to even more later.
Sure, yes.
But I gotta say, I did laugh when like she's asking Lisa for the food, and then Monica says, yeah, we just like need a like a fresh pizza right now. And Mary says to her, okay, but you can order your own.
But then she goes on to like terrorize the wait staff.
She is just a terrible person.
Yeah.
She really is a mean, terrible person.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I did laugh at that one.
Sure.
Am I bad for laughing?
No, no. That's the thing. I think that's the relationship we all have to Mary right now. It's like, what do we do with a terrible person that makes us laugh?
Yeah. What do we do with that?
I mean, a lot of people in this country would elect them president. Mm. Not us.
Okay. So I want us to roll footage on Come Through Queen, 8 years of footage, and say, I said, I don't want Mary back.
Same.
And I don't think like she is the reason why I'm enjoying this season. And thus we really actually did not need her back.
We didn't need her, but
she is serving a good purpose for the show.
She's rising to the top in a lot of people's minds.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Wait, this actually, I only noticed during my second viewing of this episode when like Meredith's about to leave with Kathy and then like Angie steamrolls past Meredith and says, I feel so sorry for you that you feel so miserable. I actually laughed. Like Angie can't sell a line, but like what she said give was a funny. Line. Yeah. She could give a line, but she can't sell a line.
The Kathy being like a vaguely Kathy Hilton lookalike.
Yeah, it's like Kathy Hilton and like a little bit of a, I don't even know. It's like Kathy Hilton, but like with no glamour.
Kathy Hilton mixed with Catherine Edwards from at one half a season of Beverly Hills.
Okay, okay. Okay, this is jumping ahead a little bit, but I think it's worth jumping ahead since we're talking about the two of them. I don't really understand like the production choice of talking about the car accident with
like a comedy
with Meredith and Kathy. Yeah.
Like making it look like a comedy. And it's like actually like in those kind of conditions, it can be very scary to lose control of your car, even if you like land safely in a snowbank.
I just don't even understand like the storytelling of it. Like why include this in the episode?
I don't know. It was weird. And then like, even like them chironing it, Meredith's quote accident.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's like, so they're doing like recreated footage. They're like putting a scream into it. They're spinning cameras.
It was weird and wild.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about
Angie K's house.
Angie K waking up the next morning in full glam. In a robe.
In a robe.
Something you're known to do.
Well, yeah.
Wake up in full glam in a robe.
You, how many robes do you own?
I own one.
Do you ever wear it?
Leah McSweeney, robe that I never wear.
Okay. I own three that I wear regularly. That's so not sick. Lee McSweeney, but like out of the shower, what do?
I actually like
towel. Just towel.
And then just like take it off and walk around.
Okay. I do towel, then put on a robe.
You have no roommates. Just like,
I've got that fucking window.
To the world. True. The whole world is looking at you.
No, but also it's just like so nice to like sit in a robe. And then when it gets cold, when you're in your little pajama top and you can put your robe on over it, like you're in Peter Pan. Like you're what one of Wendy's brothers. Do you know what I'm talking about? That look?
So stupid.
Do you know that look?
I mean? Yeah, I know the look. I know the look. I know the look.
Anyways, a California king bed.
No, I don't think that's a California king.
What is that, an Alaska king?
I think this is like a Frankenstein king.
It was so big.
I think it's actually two queens put together.
Like,
it's like there's not one true queen. There's two true queens.
The entire cast of Salt Lake City and the entire cast of OC could comfortably sleep together. And then
I'm about to be fresh. I shouldn't be fresh.
Okay, don't be fresh. And then the portrait, the family portrait on the wall.
Oh,
with the pony.
It's Angie Casavanetas.
The husband.
Sean Casavanetas.
And then Electra.
Electra Casavanetas. Pony Casavanetas.
Either Diamond or Rose from the Lisa Vanderpump Garden.
R.A.P.
Are they both dead?
I would just assume.
Where's Hanky and Panky?
R.E.P.
Both?
Both. Okay. So, it was actually kind of ruined by the fact that Angie was on last week. She should have been on this week, right?
On Watch What Happens?
Because Sean kind of already gave the talking points that he gave in this episode a week ago.
Sure.
When he was on Watch What Happens Live. Sure. Don't you? That was a misstep.
Well, they also should have had Heather Dubrow on with Reba McEntire.
Yeah.
Even though I like Troye Sivan being on there as well.
Yeah. But they really wanted Bowen with Angie, so they had to put Angie last week, right?
And they needed Sarah Squirm in the audience.
Squirming left and right. Okay. Wow. So that is the Casavanetas. I'm not saying their name right.
I know. I didn't even try.
I think I'm close, though. That counts for something. Okay, so we've got Monica at home giving the Giudice girls a run for their money.
So how many kids do we have?
We got four gals.
Okay.
Much like the Giudices.
Yeah, name them.
Well, these, I couldn't tell you left from right, up from down.
Sure. And then the mom.
Does the mom? No, the mom does not live there because we are complaining about her entering the home later in this episode.
Yeah. The mom.
Oh, we can jump ahead to, then we have three generations. We've got Monica, mom, grandma.
Yeah. And grandma calls Monica Nikki. Did you notice that?
I did not notice that.
Well, because
For a while I'm like, can grandma speak?
Well, yeah, because we're at the nursing facility. Well, we're in the car on the way to the nursing home. Also, the grandma likes a fish filet. Second time fish filet has come up in this season.
Very popular in Utah.
Yes. My mom also likes a fish filet sometimes.
Oh.
I think it's an Irish Catholic thing, even though they're Mormon.
Very Friday.
Yeah.
Friday vibes.
It's Friday vibes.
I mean, in the cursed household, we're usually having seafood on a Friday.
Not a fish filet.
Not a fish filet, I'll tell you that much.
Wait, do you ever go to McDonald's? What would you order?
Okay, so I don't.
But, okay, but.
But, I do love a McDonald's, like, as a rest stop moment.
Yeah.
And I miss, and they could be back for all I know, but they were here and they were gone and maybe they were back, Chicken Selects.
They're not here, I'm sorry.
They're not here.
People complain all the time on like TikTok about how the Chicken Selects aren't there.
They are so artisanal. I love a Chicken Select with the buffalo sauce.
Sure.
Oh, maron.
The hot mustard's good.
I would do that too.
Yeah.
I would do it. Yeah. So I'm getting like maybe the fried chicken sandwich or something.
Okay.
I don't even.
But anyways, let's get back to the
I'd rather do Wendy's.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Spicy chicken.
What are you doing at McDonald's?
Well, I usually like McNuggets and then like order one of like the burger options and then put one of the McNuggets into the burger.
No.
Yeah.
A singular nugget, one is sacrificed from the group to go into the burger.
Yeah. Okay. And then I like sweet and sour sauce and the hot mustard.
No, as a kid, I was a picky eater. And like the first sauce that I clung to was the sweet and sour sauce.
Because it's sweet and sour. let's go back to the nursing home.
Mm.
So we're in the nursing home.
What is this game we're playing? Match? Match the number?
I guess.
It's like we've got the dealer calling out cards. And then if you have that card, you throw it into the bucket.
Can't we just go back to bingo? Like a normal space.
Okay. So Monica pulls the mom aside.
And then starts yelling.
I gotta say. We said Monica was made for TV. Little did we know, mom was made for TV as well.
She's up there.
Screaming at each other.
She's up there with Mama Joyce and all the other...
All the greats.
All Dale. The other greats. Dale. And then the grandma comes over and that's what... She starts reprimanding Nikki, Monica. And then Nikki's like, Mom, or Grandma, I'm just repeating what Mom said.
So the mom...
Monica, vague Leah Mobb vibes in a lot of ways.
Better.
No, but I mean like just like the way she interacts with like her mom. Mm.
Okay, yeah. I see that. Their fight over like, you told me that you regret raising me in the Mormon church and now you are telling me to raise my kids in the Mormon church, I think really fleshes out the story of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
And I meant to say this earlier. I got to give them credit for finding a Greek Orthodox cast member.
Yeah.
It's like, we found another ingredient for the soup, you know?
Yeah. It's just so interesting how ingrained this show is in religion in a way that the others just aren't.
Yeah. But that's what like makes it fascinating. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. We've got Jack and Lisa getting pedicures. Once again, not at Beauty and Laser Lab.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, is this going to be brought up at the reunion? Like, can we stop going to other facilities?
Jack and Lisa wouldn't go to Beauty and Laser Lab.
Oh yeah, they're not welcome there.
Well, he's about to go on his mission and Heather on the outs.
That's at the end. Yeah, let's save that for the end. Okay. But Jack being like, yeah, I'm reading the Book of Mormon. And like, it's a really interesting story. And Lisa being like, oh, I actually never read that.
When he was saying that, I was like, oh, you're reading the Andrew Rannells play?
I know. I thought about the play first, actually. Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, for a decade living in New York, just like, you always hear those commercials, the Book of Mormon or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Lisa can't go to Temple because of the Diet Coke consumption.
And it's like, what about the tequila company?
I mean, she mentioned that too, but it sounded like Diet Coke was like first and foremost.
Well, no, she said, because I drink too much Diet Coke and other people drink too much alcohol.
But you're selling it.
And I was like, you're the salesman.
Yeah. Okay. Angie, Whitney, Lisa. The most fascinating part was the way Lisa was spun into a tizzy over the Angie Heather Gay makeup
scene. I know. The way Lisa can get mad about something so random.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Like, born to be housewife.
And, like, I need to, like, sit with Heather and be like, hey, why aren't you, first and foremost, coming into the season and, like, chasing after Lisa?
Why?
Because it's smart. And, like, Heather... like, looks to herself as, like, a housewife watcher and a savvy person.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she's a savvy person, but I don't think...
No, I don't think she is either. I said she thinks of herself as one.
So, I do think, like, if Lisa's coming in as my son going on a mission is main story, it does not make sense for them to be best friends.
Sure. But, like...
Yeah.
nothing makes sense in this fucking show. Sure, are you kidding?
Sure. Okay. Meredith and Brooks.
This was actually a funny scene all around.
But I just like do not understand Brooks Marks. Like, put a little pep in your step.
But this is how some kids are these days. And he actually did put pep in his step when he was on those boots.
When he was snowshoeing.
I can't believe people haven't like cut that video.
Like frolicking snowshoeing. That was something. But it was so weird the way that Meredith is talking to him about this first relationship. She's like,
he's fun.
But like Meredith's like, it was truly like an honor to watch you in a relationship. It's like, I broke up with him. Like, what are you talking about?
And then just like when he was putting on his shoes and she was telling him that he should probably stretch more. And he said something like,
no, I'm being stretched, honey. Okay. Close it out. Winnie and Heather skiing and talking about Jack's mission. And like, it was kind of funny on both ends because number one, when he's like, what do you want me to do, Heather Gay? Mm-hmm. You want me to like break into their house and like scream at them that like he can't go on the mission?
Mm-hmm.
But then it was also funny being like, Heather being like, well, Whitney, like they're homophobic, they're transphobic, they're racist. And Whitney being like, oh yeah.
Like, Whitney does need to be reminded of the fact that she actually broke away from Mormonism in a public way for reasons, and it seems like she forgets that. But on the other hand, it's also like...
They're both a little right.
They're both a little right, but... Yeah, they're both a little right. And I also think... I've said this before. I think it's also weird for Heather to have the fixation on it, on Jack in particular, because it's like...
This child.
It's like, kind of leave him alone, even though you are making perfectly good points.
Yeah. It's fascinating. It's fascinating.
Like, everyone on this show is... Every single character on this show is a walking contradiction.
Fascination abound.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. Let's wrap it up with OC. Two parts. I think the way of the future.
I think people... I just think... This is going to be the future. I think Bravo's purposely making everything two parts now because we got too big.
Well, I mean, two parts used to be like a slur.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you only got two parts.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
But who cares? I only want to watch two parts.
The OC reunion was so perfectly paced.
Mm-hmm.
A work of art.
Yeah. And it's like, if this was a slur, if Bravo was trying to signal something about OC with only giving it two parts, why would it spend the most money on like the fucking budget for like the set and everything else?
Yeah. I actually was surprised that like part two was not supersized.
Yeah.
I feel like it could have been.
It could have been. Though by the end I was like, oh, we're wrapping up perfectly great.
Yeah. I mean, we were picking up with the Shannon and Gina thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which...
Sienna.
Tune into Patreon bonus content for more. I just don't understand, like, Shannon, like, do you see her losing here?
She doesn't, obviously.
Because she's, the role she's here to play is Shannon's Runs Her Door.
Which is a very funny line.
Yeah.
Because she's not wrong.
Yeah.
It's just like, we're obviously catching Shannon in a really... dark place because things only got darker from here, right?
Yeah. I do think, and I think I mentioned this last week for part one, we do such a beautiful job in this reunion of like talking about the season, but also talking about what goes into the season.
Yeah.
Of like behind the scenes texting and conversations and Heather telling Gina and Emily, you two need to like have your own identities.
Yeah. And then just like,
which I think is like fan commentary as well.
Exactly. And then like Heather thinking she can confide in Emily and Gina because they confide in each other. Yeah.
She thinks she's one of the girls and she's not one of the girls. Yep. Which, like, that goes against them having their own identity. It's like, that brings something to the show of, like, these two girls are the girls.
Exactly.
And you're not one of the girls.
Yeah. I will say, I'll give it to Heather. Like, just her being able to talk her way out of every
moment. Teflon.
Every single moment where you think she's down for the count during this reunion, no, she comes up on top.
Against Shannon. Against Tamara. Tamara fucking weeping Willow.
Against Emily, even.
Well,
Emily's the best one. Emily caught her a little bit, but she still. And Heather, when Emily had her on the ropes, Heather was like, I'm going to fucking turn around and make up with Tamara.
Yeah. Powerful. But you do got to give it to Emily. And I want to say this to all the Emily haters out there. She's the most formidable to go toe-to-toe with anyone here.
Sure.
Other than Heather.
Yeah.
I mean, Heather's obviously the most powerful.
And Jen, of course. I'm kidding.
No, Jen... For someone who had a lobotomy, to actually be able to get that procedure reversed, you got to give her credit. Because, like, I never heard that you could get it reversed. Right?
I don't think you can say that about a person.
Oh, yeah. It's very like Bobbitt saying, "Size bipolar." And they're like, oh, that's not in the sense that... No, Tamara's.
I know. But you leaning into the lobotomy. Wow.
No, you talked about lobotomy all week this week. I'm going to call. You talked about me talking about text messages. You were text messaging everyone about lobotomies this week.
Not about Jen.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. So, Weeping Willow, Tamara. Oh, and then also like yelling at Andy.
Which, I don't know where we're going.
I think a few people are allowed to, and she's allowed.
Yeah. People were trying to compare it to like Carol, and I don't think she's going to. No. I don't think Tamara's going anywhere. Even after because at the end of the episode was like Andy praising her.
But also like, I don't know if we're done or not, but like. Tamara being like, Andy, I'm just so happy we have like a core group of girls. Also her being like, you know, Andy, like next season, I want to say to Jen, like, I am not going to question your relationship. I support you. Mm-hmm. I want you guys to be happy. It's like, what's he to do? Like, we got to now do this, right?
I know. No, and like everyone was giving speeches like that at the end. It was like Heather gave a speech that was like talking about how like great this group of girls was. Emily was like, at the end of the day, I love this group of girls at the end. I was like, oh, it's speech hour?
But even, okay, so Andy with Matt Rogers was talking about post-reunion, like going out together and getting dinner, getting drinks, mm-hmm. and Andy being like, I love that. Matt being like, I love that. And Andy saying, yeah, the OC girls, they all went out together.
They didn't.
They did.
I thought only Heather, Tamara, and Taylor went out. I thought Shannon went out separately. Are we not getting all the photos?
Maybe we're not getting all. Maybe that was also like not a group photo, just like a little.
Sure. But then Tamara posted something today that was her and Heather like walking down to the restaurant arm in arm. Did you see this?
No.
It was like a video that it was like them fighting in the finale episode and then like them like walking to the restaurant, literally like hugging and kissing.
What a great friggin' season.
I know. It's... I think the most important parts of OC are Tamara and Heather.
And Shannon and Emily and Gina and Jen.
I mean, I
would all of us together always. That's how it is.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen next year?
I would say let's obviously keep these six. I don't know that Taylor needs to be promoted. I think she could be a friend again.
You just keep her on the deck.
I would say either that one friend who dipped our toe should be actual friend.
Acting coach.
Acting coach. Or I would say Alexis Bellino, main. I don't even want friend. I want main if Alexis is coming back.
I mean, the fact that her name was invoked.
Invoked. Yes. And left not on the cutting room floor, but in an episode.
But it was invoked in the way that was like, I say that because I know they'll never bring her back.
Which, it's almost like, that's like when you're like pulling like the pigtails on the playground. Like,
you're bluffing.
You're like, I hate you because I love you.
Yeah. But, or more, it's more of a bluff from Heather being like, prove me wrong, bitch.
Mm.
You know?
Good.
Prove us wrong. And then what I think is going to happen, my little prediction is obviously Heather and Tamara are going to remain allied going into the next season. And I think it's going to remain for the entire season because I think Tamara is going to think that's important to her.
Mm-mm.
So she's not going to rock the boat with Heather. I think what will happen is that everyone's going to rally around Shannon for the beginning of the season, for obvious reasons. And then midway, and I said this before, Tamara's going to turn against Shannon in some sort of way and start stirring shit.
Okay. And I'm going to go even like bigger picture. I would imagine cameras up in OC before the end of the month.
Wow.
Because it sounds like Atlanta's still a shit show. We don't have a cast.
Mm-hmm.
New York, we've got work to do. And
would love to see,
that's it, really.
Yeah, would love to see Heather Dubrow decorate for the holidays. Because if you've watched her multi-part YouTube series on her old home, you know that she really brings it out for the holidays.
Okay. Great.
Do you want to go to the Freak of the Week and the One True Queen?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, Freak of the Week, I think it's kind of an obvious one this week. Mary Cosby was on Watch What Happens Live next to Z-Way.
Yeah.
And everyone was looking forward to it, thinking it was going to be like this really iconic episode.
Yeah.
And being like, oh my God, this is going to be the best episode of television ever. And I was even looking forward to it in that way as well.
Mm.
What we got, to me, in my opinion, was more uncomfortable than iconic.
Oh, okay. I mean, the worst moment was obviously like the fat shaming Heather Gay, I would say, of the whole episode. But Mary also flopped in the after show when she was asked to re-give the speech of the grapes and the Dom Perignon.
Yeah.
2003. The fish fillet thing didn't make me laugh, but that was more of a Z-Way.
Yeah. I mean, like, Z-Way was a good sport. And I think Andy made a really good point during the show about how Z-Way's usually like on the offensive.
Yes.
And she was very on the defensive in this conversation.
I mean, Z-Way was a consummate professional.
Yeah.
In terms of like dealing with what she is giving.
Yeah.
Given.
I think she probably expected Mary to be a little more fun, which is why she did the fish fillet gag and all of that. But it's like, ugh.
I mean, Z-Way did get a book order out of this home while we were watching that episode.
Yeah, and one for me too.
So mission accomplished, I would say, for ZY. Not for Mary. Will Mary come to reunion?
I think she will.
Especially after coming to watch what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll be there, but I think she'll be two segments.
More than Taylor.
I think.
Wow. Okay.
Wanna do the One True Queen?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is another, to bring Matt Rogers up again.
Oh my God, twice in one segment.
So Bryn Whitfield posted a really cute set of photos of her and Jessel on her Instagram.
Yeah.
And Matt Rogers commented, are you looking for a third? And fucking queen of the week, Jessel, commented back, I don't think so, honey.
A nod to the Las Culturistas, I Don't Think So, Honey segment at the end of the podcast every week.
Yes. And of course, Matt took it in good stride and said, oh, I cannot believe I've been dragged by Jessel, but I love it.
I did appreciate that Matt acknowledged Jessel as queen of the show while sitting next to Uba this past
exactly.
week, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Like, I mean, not that he was, like, dragging Uba or anything, but, like, Jessel is queen.
Yeah, and we've obviously got our dream team, Jessel, Bryn, Uba, Jenna.
Mm. Yeah. Although, I'm curious because how the reunion's going to play out.
I know. I also noticed, I think Bryn's a really savvy person, which is why she's like posting a lot of photos with Jessel. Because she knows she's
fan favorite. With the queen, yes. Round of applause for fan favorite.
Exactly.
Wow. What a week.
What a week. Oh, what a night.
As usual. Oh, wait, well, first of all, if you have not tuned into Hot Takes and Deep Dives, like we mentioned top of episode, Run and Do Not Walk. It is a super, super, super size Come Through Queen Patreon pre-show, I would say.
Exactly.
And speaking of that, go to comethroughqueen.com for links to the Patreon. We've got our pre-show. We've also got a bonus episode, Name Her Children. Can Brendan name the children?
I can't.
No, he named... Oh, stay tuned for Kim Richards. You'll be surprised. And just like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
See you next week. Bye.
See ya. Come through, queen.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.